Yo, this is Jamel, and 2019 was probably one of the hardest years of my life, but it was also the most rewarding. I had to learn how to accept that I don't know shit. So now I have a lot to learn, and I want to live life on the edges where comfort doesn't exist. IDK. So here we go. Growth is a struggle, and nobody ever fucking told me that. Growing, I swear to God, it sucks. It is not fun. And I just don't think people talk about this. I've never heard nobody say that. I never heard, at least I'm going to speak for myself. I just felt that you go through life and, you know, a couple years, you're like, oh, I grew up a little bit and I'm grown and that's what happens. And no, it sucks. Like, to be made aware, to have your eyes open, to be accountable to yourself is not fun. We all have to do this at one point. We all will avoid a problem until it becomes a problem. But yo, sometimes I wish I can just go back to a place where life just happened to you and it was easy because it was easy. But nothing worth having will ever be easy. Now, don't get me wrong. Growth is a beautiful thing, but I just never heard anyone talk about the struggle. Being self-aware is fucking exhausting. You are constantly in your head and you are accountable to you and you cannot run from yourself. True growth is difficult. You have to make yourself uncomfortable. True growth happens when you put yourself through stress. Honestly, it's like a body. If you want to get muscles, you have to break them down and do hard shit for the muscle to grow. And the same thing with your being, like your spirit, your personal growth. I had to kill who I once knew. Not even kill him. I had to find who I now am. And navigating this is still happening. It's hard. It's not easy, but you've been warned. I told you. Why is growth hard? It's really the self-accountability aspect of it. You're constantly thinking about why you are doing something. Getting to the point of, is this decision, whatever it may be, the best for me? And am I doing this for my growth? Am I doing it for my happiness, or am I doing it for somebody else's? Is this going to put me in a state I say I want to be in, or am I doing this for another reason? It's the learning, what do I want to do for me? What is going to make me feel better? What is going to heal me? What's going to make me happy? It's just fucking constant. And it's every moment. That's why it's difficult. It doesn't stop. It's exhausting, but you live with it. And if you're determined and you are focused really on your self-actualization, that's what you have to do. But I never heard anyone talk about how difficult it is and what it really takes and the work you have to do. Anyone goes to therapy that you hear about the work. It is work. It is not something that just occurs, that happens, that you sit and wait for. It's something that you have to do simply. You have to go deep. To grow, you have to literally look in the mirror and decide who you want to be. And not even that, it was like why you do some of the things that you do. And that's only you. No one can help you answer that but yourself. And I think I was running away from myself so much, and I think a lot of people do, that to stop and turn around and just deal with you is hard. People run away from themselves their whole life. But to stop and do it is very difficult. Because you got to be honest with yourself. You got to be kind to yourself. You got to be compassionate to yourself. And my experience, that was a struggle. Once you can grow with a relationship with yourself, everything really falls into place. Because that's the only relationship that matters, truly. I had to discover who I was to love myself. And I always thought I loved myself. And I think a lot of people do. I didn't know how to love on me. And that's what I had to discover. What does that look like? And really doing it.